Hello everyone, I'm Vigilant.
And I'm Flo.
And we're here to tell you that the June 13th date we promised...
You did. I would have been fine waiting a little longer.
Well... Okay, yes. And it turns out Zach the editor is going to be out of town for about that time, so we changed the date to the 23rd.
But we didn't want to have nothing to show.
It won't be just us on the podcast. We'll take little breaks for you to listen to something else.
In this case, it's a documentary series called Enterprise Zoological.
And here's the first episode now. Enjoy, and we'll see you on the 23rd.
A haven for species all over the world. An education for those curious to learn more. And a legacy no one knew. Requires people who keep it on balance. Or at least try. Our team goes behind the scenes to discover the business behind the beasts. This is a special presentation of Enterprise Zoological. Morning. 7 o'clock. For some in the bustling city, the day's just begun. For the employees at Chavano Zoo, their waking hours find them in the dark. As zookeepers, maintenance, commissary, and others make their way to their respective stations, they're simultaneously ignored by and welcomed by their charges. The animals. Business commences. At the heart of it all, Director Teddy Malt, whose offices we frequently visited.
So we're just gonna go down this hallway.
The zoo's curator, Dr. Jekyll and H, was on hand to explain the inner workings of the fearless leader.
We've got a heck fire of a lot to do today, so if you wanted to squeeze in a visit to Teddy, now's the time. Just because of me. I love putting sound guys through the ringer. Never too busy for you people. If you're in the zoo with me, I'm gonna put you to work. Not now, though. Ted, Crew's here. Ted, you busy? He's always busy. Ted!
What?
This'll get him. Someone's asking about the gift shop credit system again. No, that didn't. Yeah, we can just go in. Come on. Ted, got company. Wanna say hi?
You go ahead, I'll catch up.
It's the documentary guys. They wanna see you. They wanna see you busy, so... I'll just keep... Did you lose it again?
I don't see how I... Hey, you wouldn't have happened to see a stack of VHSs anywhere.
I just don't know if that's...
I just wanted it to be already playing when they got in here. I knew they were coming. There won't be a copyright issue. Right? Sure.
Ow! You still have the reels.
The reels? You know what? That's probably better. Make a solution in a second.
That's what I do.
Go. Shoot. Out. Come back in. It'll be playing. It'll be great. Just go. Go.
The it Mr. Matt is referring to? Dr. H explained.
The first thing you need to understand is that Chavano Zoo has its own great, lengthy history. So many stories. I mean, it survived numerous closures, just through funding. Served as a homeless shelter for a small time in the 60s. Like I said, so many stories. So I could probably tell you. But he won't. Because... his self-appointed main job through the day is watching It's My Zoo with Nick Hambleton, or Nick of Nature, as he's called. TV personality, naturalist, and... oh yeah, zoo director. One of those mega-zoos built out west. Basically, Ted manages his zoo by watching another guy occasionally manage his zoo. Make it make sense.
One of the important elements we try to achieve here at the zoo is a sense of curiosity for the natural world. The more open a visitor is to learning about animals, the more likely they are to want to protect them. And by protecting them, we can ensure wildlife can continue to stay on this planet for generations
to come.
Look at him
go. For example, so poised. Species like this natural. Gosh, I want that vest. Look at these claws. This is the perfect example of a zoo manager. Let me say the best way of learning is through example, right? 5 years here. There's 20 more seasons left. And this is an outtake.
I think he flexed my thumb there.
See? Bright side of things. Easy animal handling. Best host you could ever want.
Right. A host. Meanwhile, I'm in charge of all the animals, being the curator. But I do get assigned some other stuff. Stuff that, I don't see myself doing. Over here, we've got our trash versus recycle display. These bins can supposedly distinguish between what's recyclable or not. Today I'm supposed to be tackling it before maintenance does. But you can help. Told you I was going to put you to work. So, this soda can, that someone elected not to place in one of these bins, is recyclable. So we'll put it in this bin.
Recyclable.
So, see, it tells. $200 price tag, that's what we got. Now this map is trash, so we'll put it in the trash can.
Not trash.
Oh. Well, if it doesn't recognize it as appropriate material, it spits it out. It's recyclable, my bad. And it's got like little wheels so you can transport it around the zoo.
Not recyclable.
What? Well, it's got a little green sign, you see? Yeah, so recycle.
Not recyclable.
Okay, that's just... it's trash?
Not trash.
Since these are transportable devices, how about we, just move along through the zoo with it? You can pick up trash, too. Do your civic duty.
The zoo is officially open for the day. The fair weather and fair number of guests match. The needs are numerous for human and animal. At the orangutan exhibit, enrichment has already been laid out for these intelligent animals to occupy their minds for the day, or most of it. Zookeepers Harper and Kenny explain.
It does get a little challenging looking for new ways for these guys to stay stimulated. We've tried...
I think you missed a spot there, Doc. You don't look busy. You want to rectify that?
You gotta keep an eye on the O-rings. They really haven't grown out of throwing stuff yet. I'm trying to save you.
They like me.
Kenny, senior keeper on camera. Huh. And they don't throw things. Unless it's at each other. More often than not, they'll use the natural objects that they find in the wild. Like twigs or branches, and use them as tools to search in the little termite mounds we built.
Or box roms.
Yeah, they like do. Boxes. Shoot boxes size 13, not saying who's... Wait, who? Senior keeper exclusive joke, Kenny, trust me.
Oh.
We love them. They're amazing creatures, so like us. Clever, mischievous.
Oh boy, honey.
Occasionally little stinkers.
Boy.
Big stinkers, if you listen to the soccer moms. Oh gosh, all the comparisons they say between exes?
That's just... I mean, if they ask me the monkey and ape difference, give me that instead.
They never ask. Gotta tell them. I hate it.
How do you think he feels?
Not recyclable.
Yes, it is! Yes, it is! You know who hated it the most? Marcia?
Oh, right.
Left 2 years back.
Well, but sometimes you just gotta concentrate on the stinker.
I mean, you don't. Then you just get a stick, slide the keys off your belt, and that's not possible.
Ooh. Yeah, it is. You told me.
In theory.
And it was awesome.
Really bad. That happened to Marcia.
Yeah.
I still think the video's uploaded to that one news site. So if I could just...
Kenny!
The orangutan escape? We try not to use layman's terms for those kinds of things. Asset out of containment. Maybe that's worse. Breach of exhibit? You know, I'm sorry if you guys are laymen. You got it.
One of the priorities of keeping a zoo running is making sure a sense of cleanliness is maintained. A dedicated team of maintenance workers makes sure of it.
Hey, can you help fix this
thing? Hey, Doc Jekyll?
Yeah, it's... Can you fix these talking garbage cans? It's clear they're broken.
They look fine to me.
Internally. This little robot from Oblivion is gonna go back there if it keeps saying I misplaced another item, I swear.
Well, don't. There's kids and the camera crew.
Fix it, please.
You could be on TV.
I can't tell you about this.
So you don't fix stuff? You're not the handy guy?
I didn't get to know this thing. The design team made it.
And who made them do it?
So, you see now how it's important to know what you're doing in your chosen field. But once in a while, you might feel stuck, and sometimes you need to relearn from the best, like Nick from Nature. And soon enough, you'll see a steady hand. When I finish that season.
Not trash.
No, see, it works.
And this is just the beginning of an Enterprise Zoological.